You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back with you one more week here on 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. The 90 days are over here for before the 90 days, and we have part two of our tell-all back together here with a man who brings you the 90 Day Fiancé coverage every week of the year, Mr. 90 Day Fiancé, Puya Zambakili.
Hey, Rob, for one last ride here to put a bookend to this season of Before the 90 Days, I got to say, it's been a fun season. It's been a very fun season. I'm so glad we got back together.
We'll never forget these people.
Oh, never. They're forever in our brains, whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So part two, the final 2 hours of 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days, we got to see, get some closure, some sort of like open-ended questions of like, where is this going from here? A few new revelations here in part two of the tell-all. We do want to thank Gandia last week for being with us on the podcast. Another speaking of memorable and unforgettable, Gandia talking about part one of the 90 Day Fiancé tell-all. Not one that we'll soon forget.
No, definitely not. Definitely was a wild ride last week. And yeah, it was a lot. I mean, the episode was a lot. And then the podcast did not upset that cart at all.
Okay. So, Puya, how's your week gone?
Week has been good, Rob. Everything's been smooth sailing. You know, now at this point, all eyes are on the new season of 90 Day Fiancé proper that's mm-hmm. coming back next week.
Any nuggets? Anything that you're especially looking forward to?
Honestly, I am looking forward to this new cast. I did see the trailer they put out.
Yeah, they look kind of normal.
They do. But if there's anything I learned about 90 Day Fiancé is that anyone that looks normal, you're going to learn quickly that is less than likely. So We'll see how quickly our thoughts on everybody changes. I'm very excited about that. They are bringing back Ari and Binyam from a previous season. So I'm intrigued that they, you know, the only one returning is great, because I do think during the pandemic, we relied on the same six people for two seasons straight. So it has been refreshing to get new faces into the franchise.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's been any sort of like feedback. Like, I don't know, like this season, like everybody is like off the wall here. I mean, these are cartoon characters here in 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. And I don't know if they got feedback of like, hey, could we get back to like some like relatable people with like actual normal stories? Or if then maybe it's just like, you know, I'm judging the books by the cover. These people are going to be just as whacked out as the people from 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days.
That's a very good point you're raising, because could it be a correction of what's happened? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think the other part is, Rob, we've dealt with these couples for the last, 17 weeks. So they are so wild that anyone else would look normal by comparison.
Yeah, but I mean, just looking at these couples, like, it doesn't, I don't see like any couple with like 30-year age gaps or anything like that. Like, we have how many of those in this season? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see what happens when 90 Day Fiancé kicks off next week. And Puya will have you every step of the way for 90 Day Fiancé season 7.
Nine.
Oh my God.
Nine.
Okay. I think I got thrown off with, I think it was Happily Ever After season 6.
Yeah. Happily Ever After was season 6. You and I covered season 8 of regular 90 Day. Yeah. Keeping up with the numbers are hard. Okay. We're not mathematicians here, but, Rob, you will be dearly missed. I want you to know that personally, I will miss you, but I will hold it down moving forward with the Hot Mess Express. And I'll just give a teaser to people who are wondering who might be the first guest. The number one person in my life, my 90 Day Fiancé partner in crime, Liana Boris, will be here to talk about episode 1. I've actually already got all the guests locked up for the first 5 weeks. So we're sitting pretty here. We're going to be set. Yeah.
All right. Well, once Survivor wraps up, let me hold the spot for me. I want to, you know, make sure I keep me honest to keep up with the show.
I got you, Rob. If you need me to put, my thought was to immediately have you on for the tell all. That is the easy decision for me. I want you there for the mess. But then also, if I put you somewhere in the middle of the season, so you have to keep up.
Yeah, I got
to
check in. It's a check in. I got to check in.
Let's do that. All right. Sounds good.
All right. So let's pick up where we left off. We had Kimberly. She had the reaction to Usman that found out about Zara. She walked off and, you know, Usman was like, no, I can explain. I can explain. Listen to me. But like his listen to him was like, I could have sex with anybody I want. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I stayed with Kimberly.
That is not the defense you think it is, sir. He literally yells out multiple times in different but same ways. If I want to have sex with anyone, I could, but I don't. Therefore, I am not being unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, but you talk to someone else. We have the footage of you shirt buttoned down on bed talking to Zara, the woman who you sang for, serenaded.
Yes, wrote a song for. I still haven't heard a Kimberly song.
And let me tell you, I have checked his YouTube. I have kept an eye on it throughout the season. There is no Kimberly song. So. Yeah.
So my big question with this reunion show is like, how many weeks ago was this? Like, what sort of updates do we have from this? Like, I need an update like from the reunion show.
So what we do know, based on something that was said in this reunion about when they recorded, it was when Johnny said that he's going to come through closer to the end of February. And someone said also for about a month from now. So I think this was recorded somewhere in the tail end of January or middle of January is my bet.
Okay, got it. I got it. And I wish I had like an update on like what couples are still together, because I could have sworn I went to Jimena's Instagram during the season and she had like a boyfriend.
Oh, no. Well, honestly, they now, this is like what, the third time where they've ended an episode with them getting back together and then they're really not. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. We can try and find that information, though, while we're on the pod, see if we get the updates on where everyone is now.
Yeah. Okay. So Usman is asked, Usman, why didn't you tell Kimberly about the phone call with Zara? And his answer, I forgot.
Yep. Great defense. The old, don't remember, my bad.
Yeah. I do have in my notes, Ella should stay out of this.
Oh, definitely. This is the last couple Ella needs to get involved with, because her time hasn't even come yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what they're going to unveil about her. So this was an interesting choice for Ella to try and maybe jump in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kimberly gets back onto the set, her and Jamal. And, you know, Usman is like yelling and Jamal said, why are you so, if you didn't do anything wrong, why are you so defensive about this?
Yeah, which is a fair question. Very fair question. And if you have done nothing wrong, you would not be raising your voice like this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although I could potentially see a scenario where if you are on Zoom and everybody else is not, Like, I could see the scenario where maybe you might be raising your voice a little bit more.
Yeah, I feel for the non-US citizens who are at the reunion, because that must be the most frustrating thing. You are not present to immediately speak. I don't know how
Didn't slow Jasmine down.
No, Jasmine was on top. Jasmine was pretty much there. Like, she was the most there of everyone digitally there. But I don't, I would hate it. I would hate if I was zoomed into a hangout and I'm the only one on Zoom, I would not like that. It would not feel great.
Yeah. Hamza, he is going to, like, he was very quiet in part one, but he makes his feelings known a little bit more. He definitely feels like that Usman was not considering Kim.
Yes, 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 yes. Hamza, who would have thought? Hamza out here, probably the biggest voice of reason, yeah, the nicest person on the panel. Love that.
By far.
Easily.
Yeah. Mike also thinks that Usman was wrong. He's, you know, weighing in quite a bit as well.
Yeah. Again, it's so funny to me, the ones that are speaking when they haven't even had their segment yet. Like, you do not know what people are going to say about you. Do not fuel the fire. You're basically saying, hey, come at me when my time comes. So don't love that as a choice.
And then that's kind of it for Kim and Usman. We don't really get too much more with them. What's the status of this relationship? They're still working on this?
Kim and Usman have had an unhappy split based on social media posts from Kimberly. So
when Kim was this?
Are no more. This is an article from 2 days ago from Screen Rant that has all the couples, if they're still together or not.
Okay, you got any of the deets? What happened?
That I would love to know. That would require a little bit more digging onto Kimberly's social medias, and I don't know what her tags are.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah, so updates after the tell-all from In Touch magazine.
Okay.
So according to some of these news reports, are Usman and Kimberly still together? This is what we could tell. So on Valentine's Day, Kimberly wrote, "Happy Valentine's Day. Love is love." And then she had on March 3rd, Kim and Soulja Boy appeared on a joint Instagram live.
It seems very much like they are together. I did see a Screen Rant article that said they weren't, but I'm also not seeing those posts about an unhappy split. So
yeah, nobody knows anything.
No, I think the best we can do is go with our guts here. And I think my gut is telling me that they are together still.
Okay. All right. So Kim, there was, we'll talk about our updated power rankings at the end of this.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm very excited for that. The finale of this season's power rankings.
Yeah. Okay. So, for Kim and Usman, I guess didn't think it would. I was a doubter, but I don't know. I guess they're still together.
Listen, at the end of the day, I got a nice dinner out of it. So I'm very happy for them and for me.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes. Okay. All right. So we're going to do our Johnny and Ella segment. And Ella last week, you know, was confronted by a few of the panelists about how she had a physical relationship with some guy. Couldn't find him for the tell-all. Just a guy. Don't worry about
some
it.
Random.
Some rando. Like, well, how did they not get the guy? Well, like, we talked to Ben's friend, Jessica.
Yeah, Ben's friend Jessica, who had like two strings of lines of DMs back and forth with Gino, got on. But Ella and this big story, this big gap in the story that we still did not get. It's interesting. I wonder if they tried to reach out and didn't get the person said, I don't want to come on, or they just didn't bother. It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see the guy maybe declining this spot. Anyway,
yeah.
So she talks about how, like, here's what happened, okay? My love language is touch, all right? So I don't feel loved unless I'm getting touched. And so that's what happened.
You know,
it's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. It's very easy to understand.
Mm-hmm. There
are five languages of love minus physical touch. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Which is kind of a hall pass for anytime I want. Just like, oopsies. Needed the love language. Yeah. Yeah. And so the cast is pretty hard on Ella. Memphis is, you know, you shouldn't be in a long distance relationship. Kim tells Ella she has zero respect for her.
Honestly, I side with the rest of the cast on this one. Again, as someone who has been in a long distance relationship, if that is not for you, then don't do it. And like the thing is, I understand the love language of physical touch. I get it. And it's difficult. Mm-hmm. But also, that isn't just a free pass to, you know, do stuff and ask for forgiveness later at all. So, and we all saw how, and I think everyone saw how hurt Johnny was. And I think everyone was quick to defend Johnny for that reason. When, again, Johnny's only delaying the trip for safety, health reasons. Mm-hmm. So he's not being nefarious with the reasons he's delaying it. So I can't sympathize with Ella in this instance, because you sign up for a long distance relationship. You should know what it entails.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Johnny, you know, he didn't really want to know about this. He doesn't like to talk about it. Jasmine had some ideas for what Ella could have been doing.
Yeah, Jasmine said, "Listen, I got some thoughts, some suggestions, if you will."
Yeah.
Rob, do you want to go down the list of the stuff that Jasmine said?
I didn't pull the clip, but do you have it?
So there was conversations of, quote, self-touch.
Yes, yes. You know,
that could help.
Yes.
The use of dildos could help. This was, again, Jasmine's words. And then in the background, Usman's yelling, "Toys!
Toys, toys!" Yes. Well, what is this, a Family Feud steal?
good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Let's see if they show me plastic. Yeah, right? Yeah. That was it. I think somebody suggested plastic.
Someone did say plastic, which I thought, okay, so toys. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if faithful 90 Day Fiance viewers will remember we met Ella's friends who talked about that she has a collection already.
Yes.
She has a toy collection at her house.
That is nothing. She's not short on that. She's
knows.
Not short on the collection. So again, maybe that would have been the route to go in that instance.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Jasmine also asked a question that I have asked myself of, like, is this story for real? Did you really, did you really cheat on him, or did you just want the attention? You wanted him to come? And Ella said, no, it was real.
Oof. Yeah. I honestly thought, because again, there was we didn't see the guy. It didn't come up after that. Really.
See a picture of the guy, anything. Yeah. Like, the story is a little sus, but Ella, you know, says no, it's real.
I mean, she has no reason to lie about it. Like, she's not put in a good light for admitting to this. You know what I mean? So I believe it. I believe it to be the case now.
Would it be worse to say it really happened, or to come clean and say, actually, it didn't happen? What would be the worst look?
I mean, it's straight up, it's a lose-lose situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at this point, I feel like if you admit to have lied about it, I think it's worse. Because then it's like, oh, so you were using this to...
You hurt him for no reason?
Manipulate him. Yeah, that's too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So Sean does a Sean thing here, you know, like no one else can do. She wants to know, so what happened on your birthday?
It's like, my birthday.
Well, what about my birthday? Did anybody come visit you on your birthday? Who narked on Ella?
That is a great question, because Sean knows that Sean's holding it back and Ella's playing deer in headlights, obviously. But yeah, we find out, Rob, that for Ella's birthday, a man flew out to her and spent the night at her place.
Not just any man, another man that she met in the, quote, Asian people chat.
That is very much, quote, that is exactly what she said. Yeah, which... Then people said dating site, and she said, no, it's like a group, but then said, yeah, we met on the site, but then talked offline. So, question marks?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if it's not a dating site, then it's like, okay, this is chat for Asian people. Why are you in there, Ella?
Yeah, I think it's the same kind of website that her and Johnny met on, and this is someone that she had talked to there that maybe they talked offline on, maybe they, you know, exchanged socials. And let's say they're platonic, right? Because I think that's the case, that they're platonic, but he flies out. And then I don't know. Did we find out if Johnny knew about this?
I think this is like when I get into a conversation with my wife where she says that I knew something that I definitely did not know or would not have reacted a certain way. And like, no, you knew this. I'm like, no, I definitely did not. I would know. I would remember this if I knew this. And so allegedly some guy came over and stayed at her house that she met in the Asian people chat. And it was only because her other friends ditched her that this guy had to fly in.
Yeah, she was alone and she didn't want to spend her birthday alone. Mm-hmm. So this guy,
this rando, because Ella's so fun that this rando just flew in to have a platonic sleepover at her house.
Yeah, so she does specify he stayed in the spare bedroom.
Yeah.
And was like, okay, so spare bedroom, cool. But then this must have been planned. You know what I mean? Because when you're flying out somewhere, you book accommodations the same, or if not before you book the flight. Like, you will have a hotel booked and stuff. So they must have planned this ahead of time. It wasn't like, oh, you could just stay the night. Like, that's not how that goes. Mm-hmm. So, and then we, you know, the whole conversation with Johnny. It's like Johnny didn't really know or didn't really understand what she had said was happening. Or maybe Johnny didn't know who the guy was, right? Maybe Johnny didn't know, oh, it's from this chat that you met him. So Johnny looked very hurt by this.
I mean, Johnny's always very hurt.
Johnny stays getting hurt. That's all Johnny's doing on this show, is getting hurt left, right, and center.
Yeah. It's a lot of like, Johnny, are you okay? And he's a little like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm just like good. Holding back
tears.
It's okay.
And I loved Memphis's line when Ella said, I didn't want to spend my birthday alone. And Memphis said, well, do you need people to coddle you? Is that what you need?
Yes. Yes, Memphis. That is, have you not been paying attention?
And then Sean asked, well, was there no kiss on the lips? And Ella replies, not this one. No, that is just say no. Just say no. Well, why'd you have to say it like that?
Yeah. Okay. But Johnny, that he is will not back down. He's coming in 1 month to go to visit. Now, just to give the follow up, I don't know if we get any sort of photos. Let's see, a side by side photo of him and Ella. That we have, but no, it's not. I don't know if he ever got there.
Let's see.
Johnny 90 Day. I'm looking at him on Instagram. I don't see photos of him ever. I see a photo of like Better Call Saul. I guess he's a big fan. Be hyped for the final season. But on his Instagram, he has a photo of a picture of him and a picture of Ella, and he says, I want to say I still have confidence in you and I love you. It was wrong. I keep delayed. I will take 90% of responsibility for what happened. Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like that they still, I don't think he ever got there.
I don't think so. Cause I'm also not seeing anything on her socials. He might've delayed it once again, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, poor Johnny. You know, he's keeping Ella waiting. We go to a break in the recording of the show. Sean, I don't think I've seen this before. She comes and checks in on Ella. Like, Ella, are you okay?
Yeah, Ella, not okay.
She's like, I thought we were good. I thought everything was fine. I didn't think that we were broken up. And then she's like, come on. They're serving the lunch. Do you want to?
Would you like some lunch?
Would you like to come have lunch with the other 90 Day Fiance cast members? And Ella says, I have lost my appetite. Ella can't even eat lunch, Booyah.
Ella was distraught, Rob. Ella uses this time to then call Johnny on her own video chat, and Johnny's the most reassuring man. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. We're fine.
I love you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still going to come see you. Rob, I will say I opened Ella's Instagram and the last post is from 19 hours ago, And it says, I was a little disappointed in the tell-all cast, but I respected everyone and did not lash out. However, I was attacked and unable to state that Johnny and I were in an open relationship.
Oh!
Left that big piece of information out. That kernel of truth would have come and helped quite a bit. Second off, we had never even met, so you can be upset and think I cheated. Well, sorry, you not meeting does not. Okay, that I disagree with.
Well, yeah, that's like, I feel like that's the mahogany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you want to follow us, our journey will continue on 90 Day Diaries.
Okay.
All right. Well, I will cover 90 Day Diaries. I will keep an eye on it, and I'll keep everyone posted on the Johnny and Ella update that I know everyone's going to be clamoring for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the Johnny and Ella update. Okay. All right. Why don't we take our break here? We won't have lunch, just a quick one. Okay. And when we come back, can you believe we have another Gino and Jack? They monopolized the first tell-all, but there was so much there. Gino and Jasmine have another big segment coming up here in part two of the tell-all. We'll talk about it right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Puya, Gino on the witness stand is the most unreliable witness that you could ever imagine.
Yeah, if I'm ever in a situation where I need an expert witness or a witness, like we would like to call Gino to the stand, I'm like, listen, just take me away. It's over. If he's on my side, I'm doomed to fail. He is the worst, Rob.
He is so the bad. Worst. We spend some time sort of like relitigating the nude photos. And Gino's story is that actually what happened was that a long time ago, I was trying to make my ex jealous and I sent her photos of Jasmine and I sent her a bunch of photos and I accidentally selected a photo that was the partially nude photo, and that was part of the photos that I sent to her, and I shouldn't have done it. It was a mistake, but it was an accident.
He tries to get out of situations the way 12-year-old me would try to get out of situations. Like the story of I was selecting photos from my gallery to send, and I accidentally selected the topless one by mistake, mm-hmm. is wild. It's a wild thing to try and make us believe, because then Jasmine points out, but you sent three different pictures. It was three nudes, not one.
No. And I thought that Sean does a pretty good job here of like, so Gino, Jasmine doesn't know what she's talking about. Yeah. And he wasn't like so much like to say that. He's like, I sent one photo. And then Jasmine's like, Gino, come on, Gino.
Stop it. Yeah. Which, again, Gino is ridiculous. Like he, and also, of course, there's no proof of this because Gino's deleted the chat. So What do you have to, Gino's the worst. He can't make his bed and lie in it. He just simply cannot. He will, even though he knows he probably looks horrible and no one believes him, he will die on this hill, Rob.
He will.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah. And just he says, nope. The story keeps changing. And, you know, you just run out of you get bored asking him the same question over again. Mike is piling on. Why'd you delete the photos if nothing was wrong? Ella, she's recovered. She's back to piling on. Gino. Yeah. All right. So they do. Let's take a break. And we get a bunch of these segments where it's kind of weird. It's like the show isn't taking a break, but like it's just like, all right, let's take a break from doing this. And then let's just let everybody, you know, wander about on the right. Set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the 90 Day has been doing this. I don't remember at this point how long it's been, but for as long as we've covered the show, they like making their tell-all feel like, ooh, it's like not really formal and it's behind the curtains. When we take a break, you still see everything. And it's basically, yeah, everyone funnels into the green room. Everyone is, you know, talking about reflecting on what just happened or what's to come. And they edit these things in, and then we segue into back to the tell-all again.
Yeah. I mean, this would be wild if they did this like at the Survivor finale. It's like, all right, when we come back, we'll hear from everybody's favorite, Marianne, right after this. And then we stick with like everybody's talking like, oh, my God, can you believe Jeff asked that question? Like, oh, my God, he better not come to me next. Like, hey, stay out of my business. like it'd be wild.
It would be, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be very into it. I would love that. That'd be fun.
Okay. All right. So during the break, Ben, who hasn't gotten to talk much yet on the tell-all, like, again, I guess he's a former preacher, but is being super, like, preachy to everybody and talking about how, you know, hey, who's he saying this to Jasmine, to Gino, about how you got to get, like, a good therapist to talk through your relationship issues? Ben, who are you? Who are you to give anybody relationship advice?
Get off your high horse. We all watched you go to Peru for someone you didn't know existed. Stop. You are not the pinnacle of understanding here.
Right, right. He's like, I've counseled a lot of couples. I know what you're saying, that I could use counseling too, but shut up. Could you imagine? How bad do your relationship problems have to be, Puya, before you go to Ben?
That's when you know you're in the pits. Like, Ben should be the one you look at and think, oh, I guess we're not that bad. I guess we're doing great. Like, that's how you use him to your benefit, is that way and only that way. Mm-hmm. Anything else doesn't help. Honestly, he lost us last week. I mean, he lost us a long time ago. But when he enters the fray into this tell-all with, all right, I'm going to say some generalized stuff, but like, men are like lions and women are like gazelles. And we love the shut. Stop it.
All right. So we're going to have a whole Ben and Mahogany segment. Although I will say, if I was going to give some feedback, I don't think we really like heard a lot from Ben. And maybe you could say like, okay, well, we didn't need to hear from him, but he does not need to, like, the show does not really have him account for much of his actions. We really get into, I think it was a mistake to bring in Ben's friend Jessica so early on, because it really just devolves into this random woman who, the word on the street is that she loves drama, and I have to say that I think that that is the correct prognosis, because she is like fighting with everybody on the cast, and she was in 5 seconds of the show and really like took all of Ben's airtime.
Yeah, you know, it really, the Ben and Mahogany segment basically became a triple threat match between Jessica, Mahogany, and Jasmine.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. We did it. Not enough dunking on Ben for my liking. Right. I feel like he had a lot coming to him. Didn't get any of that.
We didn't even get like, so Ben, you are 50. You chased a 24-year-old woman or a 22-year-old woman that you thought was 24 around Peru for a fair amount of time. Like, why are you like this? There was almost none of that.
No. And even the clips they showed us of him, they showed us him going to that Airbnb that she played off as her place. I would have loved to see some of the other clips, like him going to the Airbnb or to the hotel room and she's not there. That would have been more appealing to me. So I feel like he got let off easy. Like, if I'm Ben, I leave this tall thinking I won, because all that happened to me really is, you know, some people got some licks in on me, but they didn't show me the worst side of me. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the attention went to Jessica. And I do think ultimately everyone can agree that Ben was a very bad friend to Jessica. That is undisputed for sure. But also, I do agree with you in that Jessica did make it about her. Like, she inserted herself a lot deeper.
For example, stories.
Yeah, Nelsy, who was definitely more featured in the Mike and Jimena storyline, I could see her feeling the need to speak more. I barely remember Jessica being on this show.
She it was moment. Only in the one scene where yes. that Ben like went to like lunch with some friends to tell them that he had met Mahogany. That was it. So it was not that was not even the person that he was like on FaceTime with like during the season or at any other point. So Jessica that she really like got herself like into the mix by that Gino messaged her. And honestly, like, maybe Gino was hitting on her. Like, maybe he wasn't. But, like, this was, like, of all the things that Gino did wrong this season, like, I don't think in the top 10 was messaging Jessica and asking her, are you Italian because you look Sicilian?
Right. I feel like it's this is a great thing to inject to Gino to make him sweat
sure,
it out more.
Sure.
So but that's good.
It. Like we could have just had the text and we didn't need Jessica there.
Yeah, honestly, there's probably worse DMs he sent. Let's be
honest.
There's probably worse ones that got deleted and no one knows about. So with all that being said, it basically almost converts from being a Ben and Mahogany segment to a Ben and Jessica segment where they're hurling insults mm-hmm. at each other and it's like a whole mess. This friendship implodes right before our eyes, which was fun to watch. I guess it was nice to see some drama, but also it wasn't the drama I wanted. Mm-hmm. I personally wanted a drama between the cast people, the castmates more.
Yeah. All right. So I didn't mention, I think that the worst moment of the whole tell-all for me was when they're talking about how did Ben like get notice from Mahogany that she wasn't interested in him and like who would have left when they got to Peru and she was ghosting him for 2 days. And Gina was like, well, if it was somebody I loved, I think I would have stayed there and tried to look for her. And then Gino and Ben fist bump. He's like, yeah. You got my back, Gino.
It's the world's worst fist
unholy
bump.
Alliance. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the last two people I want to see like buddying down. But alas, here we are. Eventually, when they do a 90 day friends edition where it's people from the universe being friends, that's when you put the fuel on the fire and like light the whole thing up because I don't want to see that.
Yeah. So I really think that Jessica might have been angling for at least a 90 day diary in her segment here because. All right. So here's Ben's friend and Jessica says this was painful for her to watch. I mean, you and me both, Jessica. Am I right?
Yeah, it was a lot. So can I speak on something here?
Please.
I'm intrigued about Mahogany in all this because Mahogany. So obviously, like, for example, for Hamza, they've brought in an interpreter to translate everything Hamza says because Hamza doesn't have a good grasp on the English language. I feel like we've seen Mahogany speak English completely fine, very easy to understand. So I was surprised that Mahogany spent the first half not speaking in English and then the second half speaking in English because I thought I was confused, I guess is what I'm trying to say, because I didn't think she struggled with the language. It could be like a self-conscious thing of she doesn't feel like her English might be great. So maybe she doesn't want to speak that. But then later she was speaking in English anyway. Mm-hmm. So again, color me confused. I was just confused about it.
Well, I think you could speak to this better than I could, but I feel like that when like emotions are high, I'm sure like it's an extra step to try to like do the translation as opposed to just having like a normal like civil conversation.
No, that is right. That is right. In my moments of if I have a lot of heat, I will say stuff in Farsi sometimes. So that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. So, and as far as like translators go, I feel like that they had like so many Spanish speakers on the cast. Like, I feel like that they felt like maybe they didn't need like to have like,
oh, yeah.
any translation that they had like ample translations from, the different Spanish speakers on this cast.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously Jimena spoke, during her segment, which I haven't gone to yet. And like Jasmine spoke back with her. So like that definitely makes a lot of sense there. But yeah, I don't know. So here's the thing with Ben and Mahogany, right? So Ben, we find out, has gone back to Peru mm-hmm. after the recording of the show
yes.
to meet up with Mahogany. He told her no cameras. I want to prove to you that I care about you without cameras. And they've rekindled stuff, right? But he's also documented this stuff on his own, like on his, little phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mahogany sees this, she gets very upset with him, Rob.
Well, it almost sounds like, did Mahogany not even know that Ben was on 90 Day Fiance?
I mean, she knew. She, the first visit, she fully knew. He had a camera crew with him.
Well, there's did she know that he was coming with a camera crew?
Oh, the first time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I feel like that she said that she didn't know he was being filmed.
Right. Okay. So then that makes sense. That makes sense that she was entrapped into 90 Day out the gate initially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says, like, I'm looking at an article from Screen Rant about how Ben says the show ruined his relationship. As per Ben, Mahogany didn't want any attention or to become a celebrity from before the 90 days because she has a beautiful heart off camera. All Mahogany wanted to know was to get to know Ben. I made this impossible by convincing her to be on the show. Was this all a mistake? It certainly damaged our relationship.
No, you damaged your relationship because you put it to be a part of the show. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. You signed up for this. You know what I mean? You signed up for the show. You cannot be upset because she was upset with the cameras or because people are commenting on your relationship. When you sign up to be on the show, you're saying, hey, let the world speak on it.
Yeah. Well, Jessica is kind of like the attack dog for Ben and then wants to know to Mahogany, this was painful. Did you even love him? Why did you ask him for $1,000 if you didn't love him?
Comes back to the money.
Yeah.
And Mahogany says, listen, I said borrow. He said, okay, but you don't have to pay me back. So why is it on me to have to pay him back? Which is fair.
Yeah. And yeah, this kind of like was getting a little gross for me of like where Ben was like justifying the $1,000 of like, hey, like I gave her the $1,000, but it was worth it because that I got, but like, well, hold on, don't make this a transaction. Like, she needed money. Like you're saying you traded the $1,000 for a companionship. Like that's like Gino SB, status. Like,
that was very weird.
Yeah. It's like, if like I loan you money and then you don't pay me back, but like, we like hang out for like a couple of months, it's like, well, like it was worth the time that we got to hang out. Like it's a little weird.
Oh, it's very, Rob, it's very, let's say very, because I agree. It's like if I asked you for, Rob, can you like front me $500, I need to get something, and you're like, you know what, like the amount of time we've spoken together and like the jokes, the times you made me laugh, yeah, you've earned that money. That's weird. Like I didn't what are you doing? Like that is not okay. And I didn't understand this as a defense from him at all. Just say that you loved her and wanted to help her out and no one would bat an eye.
Yeah.
That would be completely fine.
And so then Jessica's like, and if you were so weird about being on camera, why is all your photos, provocative photos on Instagram?
Yeah. What was that? Like you creeped on Mahogany's Instagram and then you deduced just because Mahogany likes to post pictures of herself. What did she say? Promiscuously or provocatively? Doesn't mean she owes him. That's the one time I sided with Ben was Ben said she didn't want to be on FaceTime. I respected that. I was like, that is a great answer. That's probably the only thing you've said that's good.
And if her photos are so provocative, then how come she only has 17,000 followers on Instagram, Jessica?
Yeah, what's up with that, Jessica?
I only see 3 photos on her Instagram.
Did she delete her Instagram?
Official Instagram for before the 90 days. I also saw that Mahogany is on Cameo.
Ooh, how much is the old Cameo bucks?
Oh, let's see. Okay. Mahogany. I mean, that there are a lot of reality stars with racy Instagram photos. I would not put Mahogany in that category.
Mahogany's fine. Jessica's talking utter nonsense.
Like, this is not, you know, like, these are like, you know, pretty close to PG for Instagram. Okay.
Yeah.
90 Day Fiance Cameo. Mahogany on Cameo. Let's see. There's Alina is on Cameo. Usman is on Cameo.
Mike is on Cameo.
Okay.
Kimberly.
Okay. So the whole new cast is all, they're out here. How much?
Oh, yeah, they all did.
How much for a Mike cameo?
A mic cameo will run you $60.
Ella, how about Ella?
Ella. I don't see Ella.
I see her. She's $50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Memphis, $45.
That's probably the most reasonable one of everyone we've named so far.
Yeah. Let's see.
These prices are rather high.
Jasmine, $50 cameo.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see Mahogany. Is she going by her real name?
Is her real name not Mahogany?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if Mahogany was like her stage name.
All right, let's search up Mahogany and not 90 Day. We'll yes. keep pop up that.
Let me see. I think Jasmine would give you a good cameo. Let me see. Here's Jasmine. Hold on, let me volume on.
You're doing great. I just wanted to remind you to book your cameos because they are the perfect Christmas present.
Christmas present. Okay.
Hello, my beautiful and gorgeous Simone. How are you doing? You know who is this? Yes! Yasmin, your Panamanian friend.
I don't like nice Jasmine. I want Jasmine like to roast people on Cameo.
What you want is,
yeah.
Yeah. You want someone to get
you're dumber than Cameo. Gino. Yeah. Okay. Caleb is $44. Can you imagine wanting a cameo from Caleb from 90 Day Fiancé?
I was about to say who, and then I was like, oh yeah, the guy who's not on the show anymore. Yeah. I saw Alina and Alina's friend together for $69, I think.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So is Elijah, Mahogany is she off?
I'm not seeing a link, Rob. I am not seeing a link here.
Right. So, I mean, did I dream this? Mahogany was on Cameo.
No, I see an article of someone posting that Mahogany. Oh, Rob, if you go to, oh no, it's been removed. So I see an article that has a tweet or that someone posted on the Reddit, actually, not a tweet.
Yeah. Mahogany Raka surprises fans by joining Cameo.
Yeah, if you scroll down, there should be a little Reddit post about it.
Okay. So, hey guys, Mahogany, I'll say two things. One of them, I guess, is that she wants to be on Cameo, but she speaks English fluently in the video.
Oh!
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Boy, the plot always thickens. Okay. Mahogany claims she didn't want to make her Cameo page, but sharing things with you is what I want to do. She watched Bridgerton, and that's her new personality. Oh my God.
The plot always thickens.
Oh, that's what a TLC viewer said.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Here's, let's see. Okay. All right, that's with Mahogany. We're not getting any cameos from Mahogany.
We're never seeing Mahogany back anyway.
I'm surprised Jessica, Ben's friend, isn't on Cameo.
I want to try and see if Jessica is doing, like, if she, because my thought was, why are you inserting yourself in this drama if you are not about it? Because you're probably going to promote something or you have a business that you're trying to get out there, right?
I think Ben had it right. I think she just likes, she just likes
drama.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I think Ben had it right. And I think she had it right about Ben, that he is selfish, a narcissist, all the other things she said. I quite enjoyed the segment for that part of it.
Well, yeah, we'll get there because she's about to do a heel turn. This is like in WWE where we see like where, I pick your era of wrestling where somebody's about to just like turn on their tag team partner very easily because Kim starts piling on Ben about how Mahogany is running game on him, that we see Jasmine says that Ben is giving pervert vibes, and then allegedly that Mahogany says that Ben claimed that Jessica loves to be in the drama. And Jessica's like, what? You said I love drama? Okay, that's it. And then we go right into, and Jasmine adds in that Jessica is more fake than Mahogany's filters, which Mahogany like goes nuts. She's like, yeah.
Tell her.
That was a double burn.
Mahogany. Those are rare, but she did get two with one. So honestly, Rob, I think what this episode told me more than anything is that this will most definitely not be the last of Gino and Jasmine on this show. They are 100% coming back in some capacity.
Okay. So they're coming back. That Jasmine says she kind of stands up for Gino. She's like, you're not even his type. Fair. And you know, Jessica's so fake. And then they get into like, is Ben pitting Mahogany against Jessica? And Ben is like, well, no, I'm not really pitting them against each other. I'm just telling the truth. And Jessica like goes off on Ben and says that he's fake and he's a narcissist and he's delusional.
Rightfully so, because what we find out is that
he's a two-faced person.
Well, I don't blame her, Rob, because he's sitting there telling Mahogany all these negative things about Jasmine. And then he's going to Jasmine like, oh, I'm so heartbroken. Like I did so much and she's not like he is painting himself as the victim to both people.
Well, I mean, like we don't really know what he said to Mahogany. It sounds like he said to Mahogany that, yeah, Jessica, that she loves to be dramatic and be in the center of all the drama.
Yes.
Like, again, this is indisputable. Like, based on what we know, I can see the frustration where if Ben is like crying to his friends about like, oh, Mahogany doesn't talk to me. Like, oh, that's it. And they're like, okay, well, like you should like, this is a bad relationship, a bad scene for you. And he's like, oh, you're right. I should break it off with her. And then he goes back to Mahogany. Like, I get it. That's frustrating. But I don't know. Was he really being super two-faced about Jessica?
Well, the way I see it, right, is that he talks to Jessica about how, you know, he's heartbroken about Mahogany. Right. And then Jessica says, forget her. She's not worth your time. She is bad. Blah, 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 blah. Ben goes back to Mahogany, tries to patch things up and says, you know, my friend, she was saying some negative things about you, but like, she's wrong. Like, what was she saying? It's like, oh, you know, just this, that, and whatever. And like, she's just dramatic. Don't worry about her. Mm-hmm. And that's how I think it happened, where, you know, the friend tells you this person's no good for you. You're like, you're right. And then you go back with them. And then if it comes up that like, you know, you decide to be honest. You're like, oh, I had these reservations and thoughts, but this person put them in my head. I think that's what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A very plausible scenario.
Definitely. With Ben, any of this is plausible. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jessica is going off. Allegedly, Mahogany and Ben are still together, but then Mahogany says that Ben needs to prove more.
Yeah, because I think, you know, again, it goes back to the camera talk. So if we're going off of the fact that Mahogany was blindsided with the 90 Day Show, right? And then Ben goes back with the promise of like, I'm going to come without cameras because I want to show you my love for you, but then has taken footage that she is upset with, which I'm confused because if it's a phone, you know, the photos are being taken, you know, the videos are going to be taken. So I don't understand what you thought was happening there. So yeah, Mahogany definitely is upset about this now.
Okay. All right. So I guess it's like inconclusive if they're together or not.
I would say so. Right. I feel like I checked Ben's Instagram and honestly, the problem with this tell is that everyone's latest picture is with the couple because the tell all just happened last night. So everyone is there. So Ben wrote, Mahogany is one of the kindest, most sincere and loving people I've ever met, but TV gives a very small, heavily edited sample of who someone is. She was incredibly wise to not immediately accept me unconditionally into her life and rightfully question my intentions when I came with an entire TV show. Off camera, she has a beautiful heart. People may never know.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me they're not together.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how it feels.
All right. Who cares? Ben and Mahogany is.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's just move on from Ben and Mahogany. All right. So we go like back to the green room, and there's some like buzz about, hey, what do you think's going on with Mike and Jimena?
Everyone in the green room, Rob, does not like Jimena.
Nobody likes Jimena. Everybody's very pro Mike, which, okay, that's a interesting position, but they feel bad for Mike. Again, they may not have seen like the last couple episodes where, you know, Mike is calling her the B word and everything like that. So They feel bad for Mike. Ben says, like, boy, Mike, I guess he didn't get that wake up call. Like, listen, you are exactly the same.
Yeah. Stop it. You like, I don't know. You practice what you preach because you're not doing that right now. What I found fascinating was, so everyone's laying into Ximena, pro Mike, poor Mike. They're like, you know, cheering him on. And then Mike's takeaway right before we come back from the break is, yeah, I feel like I'm going to have to defend Ximena today.
Yeah.
Really? Yep. Like, that's how you took it. You're like, all right, they're wrong. I need to prove them wrong. I need to defend Ximena here.
Right. And so he's feeling like, I'm really, really dreading Nelsy and John coming on. It's really going to be bad. It's not good. This is not going to be good. So, and it won't be. So, all right, let's get to talking about, Mike and Ximena here. And so, before this, very bizarrely, Memphis stands up, walks off the set. She has to leave.
Yeah. So she, right before they went to break, she got up because she wasn't feeling good. She said she has a headache to the producer or one of the people there. And then when we came back from break, Memphis walks back onto stage, but she's in her like full winter gear, wearing her coat, wearing a mask. And she's like, yeah, I don't feel well. I'm going to leave. But Hamza's staying. So Hamza gets kept in.
This was so bizarre. My head is banging. The lights are making it worse. Okay, so why can't she go backstage? Well, like, why did she have to leave the building? Like, this is so odd.
Well, it's especially interesting because Hamza sticks around. Like, if it's very bad, I would imagine Hamza would leave with. So I don't know. It might be an environment thing. She might have left to, like, you know, go do something else, maybe go back to their daughter. So I'm not sure what the exact reasoning was, but it was very abrupt. And the reason why we're even questioning stuff is because we didn't get a lot of information.
Okay. So there are some fan theories, according to this is from cheatsheet.com. Some fans have theories. One fan wrote, I heard a theory that Memphis and Hamza are going to be on the show next season, and the producers don't want to have them giving away details that could be on the show in the future. So they had to say she's feeling sick and leaving. Puya, not buying this one. I mean, how many 90-day couples have we seen over and over and over again at all these different tell-alls? Like, half the stuff that sets up the next season is stuff that happened in the tell-all.
If there's something 90 days not going to do, is shy away from giving you too much of a couple. So this I don't buy. I think that's not the case. Okay. Next theory, if there's
somebody
another.
Else says that I don't want to defend her, but I have a migraine disorder that makes it impossible for me to be in public when I'm having an attack. Bright lights and noise can trigger this. I believe this is what happened to her because this is what the symptoms were. And a person without migraines wouldn't necessarily know this, but a person with migraines can recognize when this is about to happen.
That I believe. That I think is what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just so weird of, you know, like, and then Hamza, like, is like, gonna, like, didn't leave with her.
Yeah, Hamza sticks back. And this is because I assumed, oh, they're going to have like a Memphis and Hamza segment, which, spoiler alert, they didn't. Or if they did, they cut from the show. So we didn't have like a complete spotlight on them for longer than like 4 minutes here.
Yeah, because she walked off and she said, I'm about to go and get something. And then she said, I can't. And then she just left. I mean, does she feel like that, like the heat was about to like get turned up on her, and that she might have just got cold feet and said, like, I don't want to ask a bunch of questions about the prenup and everything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, because I mean, it's an interesting story, right? They're the only couple who are both there, so you'd think they would want to put a spotlight on that and ask them a little bit about it. But I will say, I am intrigued that they are not on the 90 Day Fiancé season. That to me says we're not going to see them again. I feel like that was their one shot to have them there. I feel like they that could honestly lead me to believe they might not be together anymore.
Are Memphis and Hamza still together? Okay, let's see. Let's you just type this in and then they give you a bunch of articles. Okay. So Hamza's Instagram status spoils relationship with Memphis. But what does it mean? that they, Memphis started posting cryptic Instagram updates alluding to their split. So are they not together?
Well, that's the thing, is that I've seen that. I've seen those that allude that they're not together. But then also Memphis and Hamza, about five days ago, mm-hmm. Hamza posted a picture of him with a Mercedes. And then Memphis posted the same picture with the same Mercedes. So they believe they're still together.
Yeah. So is she just like messing with people?
I don't know. I don't know if the thing is, there wasn't a lot of clarification. So we don't know if these are referrals to her previous relationship.
Do you have to mess with people to get clout? Do you get like Instagram followers if you post like cryptic things?
Oh, Rob, it's the oldest. Like, think about the MSN Messenger days. You put a sad status up. Someone asks you what's wrong, or a Facebook status. And if someone mm-hmm. says, what's wrong? You're like, nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, then why'd you post that? I remember being like, why'd you put that there? I'm going to ask you how you're feeling. But again, I don't know. It could just be a moment where she wants to share from her heart. Is it about the previous partner? Maybe. Is this a situation where the NDA doesn't allow her to speak on it more or specifically? Maybe.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, just to, you know, get the bump ups on the headline? I don't know. Okay. The honest truth is I don't know. But I think they're still together is what I'm going to predict, because again, I don't know 100%.
All right. We've got Mike and Jimenez still to go. They're going to take up the rest of the 90 Day Fiance tell all. Why don't we take one more break? When we come back, let's dive into everything Mike and Jimenez from the tell all.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All right, we have Mike in the studio. Jimena is on Zoom. They are back together, allegedly. But there's some piling on with Jimena. And Jasmine is going to be going back and forth with Jimena for quite a bit.
Yes, I think this is the couple a lot of the cast were waiting to talk about and talk to. Specifically, mm-hmm. I think that because the thing is, Rob, you mentioned earlier you didn't know how much they've seen. I am still as confused of how much they've seen, because
like in one of the breaks, AstroTurf, right?
Yeah, in one of the breaks, though, I feel like I heard one of them, maybe it was Kim, talk about how she was upset that Jimena didn't let Mike say goodbye to the kids. So she, at the very least, Kim had seen until Mike was denied saying goodbye to the kids, which would have been, what, one of the last two episodes? So do they get screeners, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they share, like, moments ahead of time.
But
maybe
then no one knew about... But then Kim didn't know about the Zara call. So how did she
they
know
watch,
about
like,
this?
Did they watch, like, this season on 90 Day Fiancé?
Maybe that's what they got. Or did Mike tell her that already? Did Mike let her know that that was happening?
I wonder if maybe they have like a super cut of like, all right, here are things that are going to come up in future episodes that we're going to talk about at the tell all, but they leave out like the things that are going to be like the real big, like shock moments that they want to show them on the set.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I could see that, because you need those moments. Like seeing Kim storm off after that video, that was worth having on the tell all. So maybe they do give them a different cut.
It's just so weird that they talk to people about like their segments, but then like just the whole peanut gallery is there to sort of like weigh in on everybody else's horrible relationship.
It's like watching a talk show, like a taping of a talk show, but you get to pipe up if you don't like the guest. It's mm-hmm. it's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everybody has a turn like getting to tell their story, but they're also just allowed to say whatever they want about other people's stories.
That's why I love the tell-alls, Rob. They're phenomenal.
It's wild. Okay. All right. So we get into, does Ximena, does she love Mike? And then she talks about how she needs more time. She is, she loves Mike, but she's not in love with Mike. Kim is such a Mike sympathizer.
A lot of them were. I was very shocked by how many people are out here, you know, supporting Mike. I guess a lot of them have to take sides. Like they think, oh, this person or this person. We are firm. You could not like either person. Like that is a thing you can. It's very normal and allowed in the 90-day universe.
Yeah.
I can hate both of you. That is completely fine.
And again, I suspect that they did not see the worst of Mike at the end of the season. I think that maybe they saw up until maybe Mike's proposal or something like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like they did not see like that whole second act of like Mike going back and her wanting the surgery and then basically just like kicking Mike out. Although we did see where Kim said, you kicked him out of a house and he's paying the rent there. You can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike gets a pass for this whole money business, but then Ben was not given the pass for the money business. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting to me that that is a difference here. But I think ultimately it all boils down to the fact that Ximena was treating Mike harshly on the show, right? And I think that's how they showed us it. And, you know, Ximena was getting upset for smaller things as well. There were like moments where we're like, yeah, you're being, stop owling, stop creeping on her while she's asleep, like stop staring. But then also the whole like him, you know, being messy. So I think that's part of it too. Is like, he loves you so much. Why can't you like, and he's trying so hard. Because that was the thing, is that the other part is Ximena was never shown or told to change anything. Mike was the one who was told to change things, and he was trying and he wasn't getting through. So I think that's what caused them all to sympathize with him.
All right, so let's get to John and Nelsie. They're going to come out. Mike looks like he's about to cry before John and Nelsie are coming out. It's like, these are your friends, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, these are your friends. You shouldn't dread seeing them. But like Mike said, Rob, before this happened, he knew he had to be on the Ximena Defense League. And now we know why, right? Because there's this plan of they're trying to rekindle everything. But everyone is still talking about chapter one when they've quietly started chapter two. Mm-hmm. So he is terrified for what John and Nelsie are going to say. And I think obviously we know that Nelsie and Ximena didn't leave things on good terms. So it's only going to come to a head more here.
And Ximena hates Nelsie.
Yes. Very
much
so.
And vice versa. Okay. All right. So here comes John and Nelsie again. John has a wild tattoo.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, John is saying like, you're in this for the money, because like, what if something happened to Mike and he couldn't work? Would you still be with him?
We all remember that Mike was the one who said, I've got you. So I don't know why we flipped this on to Ximena at this point. Ximena literally said, I don't want the money. Take your money and leave. Yeah. And the best part is they showed us that clip in this reunion. Like the cast has seen this, but I feel like they're like, listen, I've been wanting to throw this line out about the money. I'm not going to change that now. That's going to happen.
Yeah. We also get asked about how like, well, so Ximena, so you're just bleeding Mike dry for his money. Like, and she's kind of like, well, I guess you could say that. And they're like, see.
Wow. She admitted it. Oh my God. Oh no. Mm-hmm. That was some entrapment right there, if I've ever seen it.
Here comes Usman. Usman asks the question of, so does Ximena have voodoo over?
Is voodoo a part of the voodoo equation? Part of it.
John says maybe her private parts might have voodoo on Mike.
Oh my God. Yeah. Again, I don't love Ximena. Clearly, I don't like her at all. Mm-hmm. I did feel bad for how much everyone went in on Ximena and Mike got away completely scot-free.
Yeah.
Felt like.
Right, right. Not enough piling on Mike here.
No.
Yeah.
Nearly enough. No.
Okay. All right. So Ximena walks off. And they're like, oh, look, that we know Mike, he's going to call up and he's going to apologize for all of us later on. I'm not apologizing. I said what I said.
And this whole time, Rob, Mike is sitting there and like looking like a hurt deer, and he's squishing his eyes. His face is like red now.
What do you mean? I don't like this.
Like, you know, for someone who was going to defend Jimena, he just let Jimena take all the bullets. He did nothing.
But he talks so much crap to Gino. Oh, he was the life of the party in part one.
Mm-hmm. And now here he is melting into his own seed.
I haven't want this to end. I don't like this.
Rob, what do we have to do to make you wager getting the big lips tattoo that John has on his neck?
I would have to lose. Well, what do I have to gain? What do I win?
That's the what's a good gain for you? You know what I mean? Is it like
five figures? I feel like a neck tattoo would help. I like that idea of, yeah. Like, I think that people would be like, oh, like, we can mess with this guy. But all of a sudden, wait, does he have a neck tattoo? Oh, maybe we don't want to mess with this guy.
You think, yeah, and I mean, it depends what the neck tattoo. If you go the Mike Bloom route and you tell the, hey, listeners, what do you want me to put there? I think that will not work in your favor. It has to be something that's like, gives you a don't mess with me vibe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like an edge. I like that idea because, I know. Is Nicole going to like this? No, I don't believe so.
Yeah. Well,
because I think that lips tattoo sort of implies like, oh, this is a guy who's getting like kisses on his neck. Is that lipstick?
Right. I think I know exactly what I'm going to ask for the next 5 for 5 now. Thanks, Rob.
Yes. Well, what is it going to be?
I'm going to ask if Rob was to get a neck tattoo, what would the tattoo be?
Okay. We'll see. Yeah. I think that's a painful tattoo.
I would say so. I have one tattoo. It's on my calf, and that wasn't that painful. But I've heard that, you know, neck, side of the like stomach, like that can be very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I need some ink.
Okay, I can see you pulling it off, Rob.
This is my midlife crisis. I think I need. I think I need to be tattooed.
That'll fix everything.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be like Pete Davidson.
Okay, so we went from Nunn to Pete Davidson real quick, Rob.
Yeah. I think that's the move. I think that's going to be my next era.
I don't think we're ready for that era, Rob, but when it gets here, we will embrace it.
Okay. Mike is, you know, upset because he's basically like, you guys are blowing it. She said she was going to give me a second chance. You guys are blowing it. You're ruining everything.
It's very much the teenage daughter of you ruined everything, Mom, and then smacking the door behind him. He's hating all of this so much. Mm-hmm. Because again, what we heard is that she has agreed to take him back and he's going to go to Cartagena in Colombia. They're going to that city and they're going to stay together there until they get married. So essentially a trial basis to try and work everything out and for Mike to prove that he's a changed man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, at one point, then Mike is going to tell Nelsie to shut up.
Yeah, that was rude. very rude. I think here's how much John is not intimidated by Mike, that John did not flinch. John was like, you are a trash person. We don't care. Nelsie does leave, though. Nelsie does give him the kindness of I'll leave because I don't want to say anything else to you, which I respect Nelsie for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So she walks off. Mike says that Jimena just needs to learn English. That's the one thing that she can do to help fix this relationship.
Yeah. Jimena comes back and he says, if I can have one ask here, it would be that you embrace trying to learn English. And this is when Jimena comes back very much like emotional and wanting to fix things. And she says, I tried before. It was so hard, but I can try and do that.
And I will say that Mike's Spanish seems, because I was like, well, why doesn't Mike learn Spanish? But he does speak Spanish later on, and I feel like that his Spanish has improved.
It definitely has improved. He's either done the Duolingo or, you know, he went to Rob's Rosetta Stone. He's done one of them. Mm-hmm. He's getting better with the days pass.
Yeah. This is when now a couple of these other guys weigh in. Hamza weighs in, and he says, I just think that Mike is under a spell. Poor Johnny weighs in. and basically asks, you know, if Jimena could just, you know, be nicer to Mike. Like Jimena's like, oh, you know what? Well, I wasn't gonna, but you know, now that Johnny asked, okay, for you, Johnny, I'm gonna change.
Now that you've asked so politely, why are Johnny and Nelsie, John and Nelsie friends with this loser? I don't understand it.
I think if I had to guess, I bet that the John has like been friends with Mike for like 30 years. Like, I think that they are not like recent friends. I think that John basically is stuck with Mike.
I see. And like, you don't want to. Yeah. That I could see. That's fair, because they seem like such well-adjusted adults, and
they're lifelong friends, if I had to guess.
Yeah. And like, Mike seems like he's just dating for the first time, like a teen would.
Yeah.
And it'd be a lot to handle as a friend. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, I don't have any like lifelong friends like this, but I like, from what I see, it's just like, sometimes like you just like, you grew up with this kid, you met when you were four, and basically like you've gone in very different paths, but you are just like, you are stuck with this person.
Yeah. I feel like as far as I go with lifelong friends or friends that I've been friends with throughout now more like frequently all the way through was like age 16, 17. So I agree. I don't have anyone from like the young stages, and like we both went through the same like dating dilemmas as youngins. Mm-hmm. So that's different. But yeah, Mike is a fascinating individual to be friends
with. Like, my brother has friends like that he's friends with like from kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's and that like? I wonder.
I have no idea. I don't know.
The wrong people to ask this.
I'm the wrong person. I think I've been moved too much to have that. But anyway, all right. Nelsie comes back. She says, hey, why don't we go to the DR? We'll find you a Dominican woman.
Yeah. Mike's like, no, not that, please. And like, Mike looks terrified. Again, everything is on a house of cards for Mike. He really wants the thing with Jimena to work out, but everyone is coming to this reunion.
You're ruining it.
Everyone wants this to not work out. So it's so funny. It's so funny watching Mike squirm. I've been waiting for this from last week because he laughed a little too much at Gino. Not that I'm a Gino defender, never a Gino defender, but when trash insults trash, I would like the second trash to also get trashed. So trash square plus trash equals trash cubed. I like cubed. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess, are Mike and Jimena still together is the question.
It's a great question. Now, let me refer back to this Screen Rant article that I had open. And it looks like, Rob, not only are they not together, Jimena might be engaged to another man.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. I was recently on Jimena's page, and I saw that there was like Jimena with posting pictures with like some young guy.
Yeah, so that's interesting to me because this was recorded around January. That was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So that is a very quick change. So Jimena did an Insta Live recently.
Yes.
This is published from, again, Screen Rant 1 day ago. Okay. And Jimena broke up with Mike during his latest visit to her country. Jimena sparked rumors of her having a new boyfriend around Feb 17th when she accidentally posted and deleted a TikTok featuring a bearded and tattooed man identified as, the full name is here. Okay. The Canadian native is rumored to be in Colombia with Jimena and currently is possibly filming a new spinoff.
Okay.
Jimena even covered up Mike's tattoo on her wrist to confirm they were no longer together.
Okay. I mean, right. Shock to nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not a shock at all. Jimena's also talked about that Mike may have been more problematic than we knew.
We knew Jimena.
Yeah. We knew. So they're over. They're done. And I think we can safely say that seemed like the most likely outcome. But rumors have it, Rob, somewhere out there, Mike is still trying to get back with Jimena in some way, shape, or form.
Okay. All right. So there you go. This is no surprise to us.
No. And scene. That was it. That was all of it.
Okay. All right. So then everybody's going to get ready to leave. I have in my notes all of the terrible men. That must be like Gino and Mike and Ben backstage.
Yeah, a douche-pocalypse, if you will, back there.
Yeah. Okay. Ben did not feel optimistic about the relationship. Hamza wants to bring mom to the U.S. Kim is sort of like at a crossroads with Usman.
Gino filed for the K-1, but is wondering if Jasmine's still going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they're like the only couple outside of Memphis and Hamza that I actively think we will... No, they're the only couple I think we're going to hear from again on the show proper moving forward.
Yeah. So that's our 90 day tell all.
That was it, Rob. That's the full story. That is the journey coming to a close. But Rob, not before we look at our old power rankings one last time now, I feel like.
Okay. Let's open it up and let's take a look at what we have for our final look. Okay. All right.
Final look here. Honestly, I'm looking at it right now. We might have been onto something, Rob.
Okay.
So last time, this was our order from last to first. We had Mike and Jimena bottom, Ben and Mahogany, Johnny and Ella, Kim and Usman, Gino and Jasmine, Memphis and Hamza. I think there's only one addendum here for me, potentially.
Yes. What's your addendum?
You flip third and fourth. You put Kim and Usman fourth, Johnny and Ella third.
Really? Because I feel like the Kim and Usman are at least are still like in a relationship status. I mean, I guess I could see it either way.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the only switch I would make, if any. I think the rest of it we've nailed on the head. So I'm looking at our ratings from the last couple of weeks prior to this, and since the 21st of March, we have maintained the same ranking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay to end the season with the same ranking.
All right. We'll put it in stone for 90 Day Fiancé Power Rankings. Puya, and you will continue the 90 Day Fiancé Power Rankings into season 9?
I will happily carry the torch, Rob, because this was a very fun addition to the show.
She could get the fantasy draft going for...
That's when we're really off the deep end there.
We'll do the stock watch of you could buy and sell,
but you have to buy the worst person. That's the goal. It's not the best person. You're trying to get the person who will lose the most. Cause if you get more negative, that's positive.
Yeah. And then how many weeks do you get the bye week? You do a whole 90 day fiance fantasy draft. Okay.
Baby steps here. Baby steps.
All right. Puya, anything else about these wonderful people that we've met here on 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days?
No, very wonderful people. Nora, I just want to thank you for, again, I know you have a very busy schedule out here with all these shows going on at the same time.
17 weeks we did this.
Yeah, and it was a fun ride. It was great to get to talk to you again on a weekly basis. So I'm very glad that we got to do this season. And I guess my last question for you, Rob, about this show is, now we have covered regular 90 Day.
Yeah.
We covered now the other way. Sorry, not the other way. Before the 90 day, which format do you like better?
Yeah. Happily ever after. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like the 90 day classic has like some gravitas there. Mm-hmm. I feel like that happily ever after was a little weird. I wasn't really sure what we were trying to accomplish.
One's like our all-star season type situation where they just bring returnees back.
90 day the other way was interesting. I feel like that was at least like we got to like I didn't podcast that one, but I thought that was interesting. You got to see parts of the world. I thought that was kind of interesting. But this one, I think to me was sort of like 90 day in its purest of like, you know, we're sort of like starting with, we're like meeting couples at like this very first stage of the relationship. So I think for me, it's either this or 90 day proper.
I think for me, both Liana and I fell in love with this show with Before the 90 Days. Mm-hmm. I do think because it's the best for mess, because ultimately some of these couples are not even going to end up together. And you can see the tragedy for, all right, well, at least they're not together. That's good. Whereas with regular 90 days, sometimes you're like, oh my God, this is bad. And they're getting married. This is awful.
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I like this the best.
Okay. All right. Puya, let's leave it here for 90 Day Fiance before the 90 days. What's coming up for you besides another run of 90 Day Fiance starting next week, where people should make sure you're subscribed at robswebsite.com/90dayfeed?
Thank you, Rob. So aside from this, Liana and I still talking about The Masked Singer. We are officially at the midway point of the season. There's another half to go before we're done. 5 more weeks. So I'm excited to see where that goes. Liana and I did talk about the latest episode this weekend, so definitely check that out. Chappelle and I have put a bow tie. No, we put a ribbon on top of the season of The Bel Air over on Post Show Recaps. That is not over. We talked about the finale. That was a lot of fun. I'm going to miss talking to Chappelle weekly. Also, if you like Big Brother Canada, you can hear me Friday mornings talking about that. Mm-hmm. The live feed updates with Taryn. And you can find me on Twitter at Puyaism. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puya. I do stream that 3-4 times a week. Come through if you have the time.
Okay. And then, of course, check out everything else we have going on with everything Survivor at robinswebsite.com. Had a fun Robin and Kimmy Need a Podcast this weekend where we did commentary for the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I've heard from people you do not need to sync up to the movie to still enjoy this week's episode. And then over on Nothing But Netflix, Chappelle and I watched a documentary called The Crypto King, Trust No One. Interesting story about a man who was running a cryptocurrency exchange who mysteriously died. But did he? Find out on the latest Nothing But Netflix. Puya, thank you for taking me on another adventure with the 90 Day Fiancé world.
Of course, Rob. The pleasure is all mine. It's always a delight having you on 90 Day Fiancé Hot Mess Express.
All right. For everybody else, be sure to check out 90 Day Fiancé Season 9 kickoff next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.